Tuesday night or Tazayan Teves. Now Chavis Alvav Shir Shar Cheshbon Hanefesh. That's page Resh Mem. We're up to the fourth Cheshbon. There's going to be 30 things for a person to think about, and the first four are. Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh is and talks about a person's obligation to think, not to walk around like a zombie. I don't know if this is a chisaron or a maila. We have a sign up on the sign up minchas upstairs. The mincha in the afternoon from now on is upstairs. So I was in the hall directing people upstairs in case they didn't see the sign. But in my naivete, I said, like, who's not going to see the sign? It's staring you in the face. So I, the statistic I came up with is that 4 out of 10 people will walk into a building and there's a sign on the door and they won't read the sign. Now maybe the sign says radioactivity inside, do not enter. If I see a sign, I'm going to look at it. Is it that they're busy? Or is it that they're
making and placing signs? Because there's so many that you just think they're all.
But this is an unusual sign.
Right, that's it. They put it in a plate on the door.
On the door. But 4 out of 10 people just walked in and didn't look at it. Maybe they're busy. Maybe it shows you people are preoccupied, thinking about it.
Yeah, preoccupied.
People are thinking about other things.
There's signs everywhere. You
don't see signs.
I have to apologize for not going to things.
What kind of dentist are you?
I don't know. I read every sign.
That's why when it's radioactive, there's a special symbol with special colors because everyone sees it.
I've been lucky so far. What can I say?
I
think people are too lazy to read. Or maybe they're preoccupied. Or maybe everybody's late, so they're running into the building to make mincha. Fully 40% of the people, I had to tell them, go upstairs. Oh, yeah.
Okay, very good. I think
it was surprising to me. What?
If you're looking for something, you look at a sign. If you're not looking, you know that.
Yeah, well, they're not looking for anything. They have no reason to think mincha would be in a different place.
Nobody was looking for anything anyway.
Yeah, but the sign is so. It's out of place. It's like something unusual.
Where signs are abused.
On the door.
I haven't seen it.
It's on the door. All the signs on the bulletin board. There's just a million signs.
No, it's on the door.
On the door.
On the door.
I didn't see it coming in. So.
You see that? Chayyus HaLovish here today, upstairs in the singing room. Okay, anyway, Chayyus HaLovish talks about thinking. And that you have to admit people don't do. And in case there was a tzad that they would think, so the MP3 player and the iPod took away that tzad that they would think, because now everybody walks around with these rabbit ears coming out of their ears. I talk to my children now. I don't know if they're listening to me. I go, take that thing out of your ears. I'm talking to you. They say, it's off. I'm listening to you. And I can't talk to someone with those things in their ears. Are you listening to me? Yeah, it's off. They're probably lying, you know, I just figured it out. Anyway, so he wants you to think, and that's what Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh is about. I'm serious, by the way. People don't think anymore. People don't think. They don't think. That's why it's not so good to always have the music on and that's what's wrong with the iPod. Really, it's
really used to be different outside of the front world.
I think before. If there wouldn't be car radios or iPods, what would you do when you took a walk? You would think. And now you're listening to music. I think it's very... You want to know what I really hope? No, I hold 50%. I hold... It's also you're not thinking. You're listening to a shiur, and maybe you'll remember what it said, maybe you won't, but you're not thinking. It's not a good thing. You're not thinking. If you would have to think, you would drop that speaker and go to a different. If you would be listening to Rav Abba's shir, you would quickly stop because you can't listen without thinking. You would stop and you would go to a shir that you don't have to think. It's a beautiful orator, and maybe even inspiring, but you're not thinking. It's a different nekuda. You're not thinking. And in the Chanami, it has its. A lady wrote the Granda 2 weeks ago. Okay, this is going to be the Chavis Halvavos for tonight. 2 weeks ago, I think, so maybe 3 weeks ago, there was a letter in Bina magazine. Bina magazine's a magazine. Everybody knows what Bina is. It's already a shtickel, much more chashiv than the Mishpacha. It's a news week about Yiddish things. You know, nothing's in depth. It's all superficial. Bina is already, it's a shtickle deep. So someone wrote, so they had a few issues about the internet and how to deal with the problem of internet in the house, blah, blah, blah. You know, usual. They did a good job, you know, not bad. So someone wrote a letter and they wrote stories about people that. So someone wrote a letter, she says, I want to tell a story. She says, I shut off the internet in my house. She says, even though I only had it, I need the email. I need the email for my business. But you don't need internet for email, right? You don't need internet for email. So, but I had internet, and I had like a super-duper filter, a white filter it's called, where you pick...
Only the sites you can go to.
Well, you pick the white sites, and then they check it out before they let you go to it. So that's a white filter. So a good white filter. She downloaded Shurim. And she says, in the last 6 months, she listened to hundreds, thousands, you know, whatever it is. So she writes very good. She says, and it's true that now, where before washing dishes was like, you know, and now I do it more eagerly. And I've heard thousands of Torah insights. And this really made an impression on me. That's what Chazal was talking about. He says, but before I did that, so what did I do while I was working? And I was thinking. I thought about Hashem, I thought about what I'm going to do today, I thought about what my children should do, I thought about what my children said. Like, I was thinking about things. She says, now I've heard thousands of Torah insights, but I realized that I stopped thinking. Very, very powerful letter. It was a short letter, very powerful. She says, I don't do it anymore. It's not Kedai. And what I see is that with the preponderance of Shiurim on the internet and the preponderance of weekly Torah sheets that fly around all the shuls and everything, and H.com, you can, and the OU, you can easily download like 100 Dvar Torahs on any week's parsha. How come people are getting worse and worse? Because it's all going over their heads. They're not thinking. They're not internalizing anything. They're just, I acquired thousands of Torah insights. But you should know, if you don't think about it, so then you never like take it to the next level and say, so like, what does that mean to me in my life? And how should my life change? And do I really understand the insight that was said? Or is it just a nice vort? You know, so now I have a nice vort. But what is it? Anyway.
They think about it after they hear it.
If they do, but they don't, they're listening to. You're wrong. You're wrong. They're listening to the next year. They don't. Halavai, you would be right, but they're not. They're listening to the next year.
This is more one time entertainment shiur, but what about somebody who's listening to the daf every day, or somebody who's listening to a series?
If they either have time to think or they don't. A guy listening to a Daf Yomi shiur is not thinking about the Gemara when he's listening to the shiur. You can be sure of that. He's at the most his brains are working to keep up with the shiur to understand what's being said. He's not thinking about the Gemara. He doesn't have time. I don't think you can deny this. People don't think about things. Now with the music iPod, with the iPod, it's like, it's for sure like that. Anyway, think about it. Anyway, in the Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, really, he spends the whole Hakdama talking about a person's chiyuv, imperative, to think. Okay, that's all. Now, and then he says, that's what Cheshbon HaNefesh means to him. Now he says, I'm going to give you 30, in Paragimel, he says, I'm going to give you 30 things to think about. There could be 1,000 things to think about. I'm going to give you 30 things. The first four are classic Chavis Halvavis in the sense of gratitude, what you should be grateful for. Number five already starts other thoughts. But the first four are the same in that think about this and be grateful. Think about this and be grateful. Now, it's again, it's just a classic Chavis Halvavis, but if you don't think about these things, you're not going to feel grateful about it. So number one was to feel grateful that you exist, that you're alive. Number two was to feel grateful about your body and how it all works. And there's already 10,000 things to be grateful for within that number two. Be grateful for your fingers, be grateful for your eyes, be grateful for your spleen, be grateful for everything. Right? And he says, if you would not have hands, if you would be born with stumps, and a doctor would come along and give you hands, you would go out of your mind with thanks, and you would be so indebted to him the rest of your life. If he told you he wants you to be his slave for the rest of your life, you would probably do it in gratitude for the fact that you have hands now. And like, this is gewaldig. This is unbelievable. Like, look what I can do. Like, whoa. I could say a better svara. That was a joke. Anyway, so that's number two, is be grateful for the way you, for your body parts and how it's put together, and that shtivs and it fits and everything is perfectly formed for what its task is. The fingers are perfectly formed for what they're supposed to do. Everything is not the way the atheists say it, that it was the doing first and then it became formed like that. That's absurd. Okay. Number three to think about, and he's still in gratitude mode, is your seichel. That you could think, but not just think anything, that you could understand. And even the guy listening to the shiur on the iPod has to be grateful for number three, because he could understand. So we're talking about the whole gamut of seichel activities. You could reason, you can think, you could say a svara, you could be creative, you could have ideas. That's such a thing to be grateful for. Animals do not, but there are klal, animals cannot conceptually think. Maybe they found a couple apes that could do what we would call thinking. You know, that's just to make Slifkin happy, that's all. But conceptual thinking, they could even reason, maybe. They could even have memory. I talked to Jonathan about this once. But animals do not have conceptual thinking. Anyway, be grateful for your seichel. Think about the fact that you have seichel and be grateful for that. That's number three. Now we're up to number four and we'll stop here. It's very important.
You said about, you know, Hashem gave us memory and knowledge.